Watch San Francisco resident, I'm as left as they come but push to middle due to hands-off crime policy. By Amy Furr on December 31, 2021. San Franciscans tired of crime in the area told Fox News the situation is terrible and the mayor has a lot of work to do. Residents such as Madeline said crime has grown worse, the outlet reported Friday. I've just noticed that there's a lot more, you know, like car break-ins and a lot of things, she explained. An individual named Clint said, I'm as left as they come and I've been pushed more to the middle because of this kind of policy. The whole policy for years now has been like just hands off. Let them do whatever they want, it's terrible. It's brutal. He also likened the area to the city from Batman, noting, it's F. Gotham right now. Meanwhile, radical San Francisco District Attorney Chase Abodin spoke out against Mayor London Breed's recent policy to expand police funding and declare a state of emergency in the crime-ravaged Tenderloin District. Breitbart News reported December 21. The article continued. Abodin, the son of a convicted Weather Underground militant, was elected in 2019 on a promise to pursue criminal justice reform. Like his predecessor, George Gascon, the George Soros-backed prosecutor who is now DA in Los Angeles County. Abodin came to office promising not to prosecute so-called quality-of-life crimes like public urination. A sharp contrast to the broken window policing that many believe helped clean up cities like New York in the 1990s. In December, drivers in San Francisco were leaving their trunks open to try to fend off potential burglaries as officials reported a 32% increase in car break-ins during the last year. Marilyn, who has been a resident of the city for decades, recently voiced frustration because, on a regular basis, whether it's Safeway or Walgreens, I see people stealing even though there's a police officer at every door. An individual named Bill described seeing others stealing as an unnerving experience. I think that the shoplifting is pretty bad, and maybe that has something to do with the difference between a felony shoplifting and also a misdemeanor, he told Fox News.